Welcome to the Swiss Info Program. I'm Susan Masika. What does it take to run the best restaurant in the world? The Hotel de Ville in Crissier, Lausanne, was named number one last year by a new French ranking, La Liste. It may have notched up fantastic ratings from food critics, but it's had to deal with more than its fair share of tragedy in recent years. In January, its star chef, Benoit Violier, killed himself with his hunting rifle. 7 months before that, his predecessor, Philippe Rochat, died after falling ill while cycling. And even that wasn't the first taste of death for the staff. Rochat's wife, Francisca Rochat Moser, was killed in an avalanche in 2002. She had co-managed the restaurant in the suburbs of Lausanne. No one knows why Violier committed suicide. Least of all, the man who stepped into his shoes 2 days later and, together with Violier's widow, had to keep the restaurant going. Reporter Jessica Dacey went to meet new chef Frank Giovannini and find out what it takes to run a restaurant with 3 Michelin stars and 19 Goemio Mio points.
Donc moi j'ai réservé une table aussi.
Vous mangez à côté du chef.
Oh wow!
This is the first time I've eaten in a Michelin-starred restaurant, so I'm excited, but also a little worried I might say or do the wrong thing. The restaurant manager informs me that I won't be eating in the dining room, but in a special place, right next to the chef. Perched at the end of the serving table, I'll have a bird's eye view of everything happening in the kitchen. But that also means everyone can see me, too, including the chef. So now I'm even more worried. It's an hour until lunch starts. Upstairs in the dining room, there's gentle music playing. Staff are vacuuming and putting the finishing touches to tables. Each has a bespoke glass ornament.
Alors, the bottom is porcelain and crystal the top. And this all the collection is our collection.
Okay. Is it for decoration?
Yeah, just decoration. Okay. And at night we got a candle on the table. And each season we change all the plate, everything, for all the menu. When the chef, change the menu, we change all the plate, everything, the decoration too.
How many people do you have in today?
44.
Okay.
The restaurant manager tells me there are 44 people booked for lunch. Eating here is a leisurely experience. They'll stay for up to 4 hours. Michelin calls this place a temple of gastronomy. Chef Frank Giovannini has time to show me around the kitchen before the lunch service starts.
Like I told you, it's kind of emptied out because they're all going eating for lunch. Because here we do a...
You have a cooking class going on at the same time.
Yeah, I have somebody extra, who has like a professor, who has only cooking class. So this way the people love it because they do dishes, plus they work in the kitchen. They can leave the service in live, right in it for doing the lunch service.
Yeah, so 1 hour before, everything's done now, basically.
Oh, yeah, now they go, everything is clean, they go for lunch for half an hour, and when they come back, it's just a little detailed finishing, but then they wait for the customers to be here.
I sit at my assigned seat and try to look relaxed. I'm given a 9-course taster menu to try. Caviar, langoustine, mushroom ravioli, turbo, lamb, and then 3 desserts. It usually costs around 300 francs, or what I normally spend on groceries for a whole month. And people usually take hours to eat it, but not me. As soon as I finish one intense dish, the next is served up. While trying to digest the dizzying flavors and beauty of the plates, I take in the surroundings. Everything is stainless steel and gleaming, and there's light streaming in from the garden window. In one corner, a booth is set up for a bunch of VIP businessmen who come and pose with the chef before eating. A cooking class is happening quietly in another corner. But the biggest thing you notice is how happy the staff look. Like cocktail bar staff, I see them toss and catch their tall, top hats, and even see an Evian bottle flying in the air. I put this down to the chef, who I managed to grab for a quiet chat.
I always want to be somewhere in food. First, I want to be a baker, and then my family was cooking a lot at home, and then also my father wanted to be a chef, and also he pushed me a little bit. I said, I want to try. It's something I want to do, but I know it's hard work, and it's not something, if you don't have the passion for it, you must do something else, because it's very, the hours and everything is kind of difficult, especially in the beginning when you start. But right away, I like it. I think it's important the way you start with or with who you start.
At the age of 18, Frank went to New York to work for renowned Swiss chef Gray Kunz. It was he who arranged for Frank to start at the Hotel de Ville in the suburbs of Lausanne.
So they always told me, one day you have to go there. I didn't really want to come because I heard very terrible stories about it. And I was like, oh, it's too hard for me, and I'm never going to... And then when I came back from New York, Chef Gray Kunz, who was Swiss also, told me, you have to go there. And Mr. Giraudet won't be there forever. I can get you a spot there. I think that's a chance you can't miss. So that's why I came here, and then they were missing somebody, so I started right away. I remember because Mr. Rocha hired me. He was a kitchen chef, and he said, okay, if you want to start, I need somebody tomorrow. So I came from New York, and I started right away in Crissier, and I was very fortunate and lucky to work a year and a half with Mr. Girardet, his last year and a half.
Freddy Girardet was the first chef to earn a Michelin star for the restaurant.
La rigueur, I don't know how you say
yes,
rigueur.
Precision.
That's the word, really, who sticks this place, yes. And that Mr. Girardet gave us. Everything has to be always perfect. And now, after a while, you work this way, and then you get this way, and then it's no other way you can do now. And you are very, very lucky to work with those people who taught us all that. Plus, he was a genius for food and flavor. And I was lucky to work with him for a year and a half, even though it wasn't easy because I was 20 and there was difficult ambiance. You get yelled at a lot.
Well, we expect that of kitchens. I think the reputation precedes them.
Yeah, but we don't yell anymore now. People are surprised now in the kitchen, very quiet. We don't yell at all. Okay. It's very, very smooth and quiet. And I think, personally, then we get a better result now because people are not like this all the time.
Yes.
And, they can talk to you. They know if there's a question or there's a problem, they can come to you. If we had a problem before, we couldn't go to Mr. Girardet because you say, oh, my God, I'm gonna get beat.
Girardet's successor, Philippe Rocha, picked up another Michelin star for the restaurant. And when Benoit Violier took the place over from Rocha in 2012, he earned the third coveted star. Frank and Benoit started at the restaurant around the same time. They were like brothers.
But we start really together as two friends. We were 20 years old, and we grew up together really over the years. We spent 20 years here together, and we were very, very close. We spend time on weekend. I go hunting with him. And we talk a lot, really. I spend 16 hours a day with him for 20 years. I spend more time with him than with my wife, if I look at the hours. So it was very something. He was, of course, my boss, but he was, first of all, my friend. And he was like a brother I didn't have. But really, he was somebody very, very close. And we talk a lot about everything. Mm-hmm. He was like an engine,
yep.
Was never keep going all the time. He never stop, and very. He had many, always five ideas at the same time, and we worked very well together. And I was very, very. I had so much pleasure working with him all the time. That's why people were telling me, why do you stay here? You want to be your own chef, your own restaurant. I say, well, I don't know. I love what I do here, and I love working with him. And it was like, to me, there wasn't a problem to keep going with him, even though there was his name on top of the thing and not mine. And it wasn't really a problem for me.
When Benoit Violier died, his widow, Brigitte, appointed Frank as the new chef.
Frank was the first person I thought of for the role of chef because we met him 20 years ago with Benoit when we arrived in Switzerland. He was already there in the kitchen and a friendship developed between the two families. After Benoit, he was the person I knew the most in the restaurant. He brings technique, freshness, lightness in his recipes and well-being.
De la légèreté au niveau des recettes et du bien-être.
Brigitte and Frank now see the restaurant as making a fresh start. Although you can't ignore the legacy of the three previous star chefs.
All these chefs did their time here, which has given this place an incredible dimension. It's known worldwide because of the three chefs. Now we hope to mark a new era with me and Frank.
The world of haute cuisine is famous for being high pressure. Not just the long hours, but the need to earn the best rankings and keep them. Frank seems like an anomaly in this boiler pot job. His balanced approach and quick humor seem to help. He lives half an hour away in the countryside with his wife and two kids. He works from 8 a.m. to midnight on weekdays, but he considers his weekends sacred, a time for relaxing and barbecues with friends.
Pressure, I don't know. I've been here 21 years. I don't feel like I have too much pressure. I don't. I do the thing like I know how to do it, and for now, everybody's very happy with it. So I don't put myself under too much pressure. I'm somebody very calm, and like you said, I try to be very balanced with my personal life. On weekends, I'm not here, and it's important to me to be with my family, my friends, and you know, on weekends, I do something else. But I don't feel too much pressure. Say how much pressure you must be, you must have. I don't know. I don't feel it this way. I do something I love to do, and I have a great team with me. We have great customers. We have a beautiful place to work with. We have everything to work on good condition. So even though I lost my friend, everything is great.
But that said, the ratings are, of course, always at the back of his mind.
I don't want to be the first one who had only 2 stars, I have to say. So, of course, I want to keep them. But I think you cannot do nothing about it. Like we always say, we don't cook for Michelin or for GoMEO. We cook for our guests. But, of course, I will think about it because it's part of the thing. The only thing you can do is do your job every day properly, and that's what we do, twice a day. Twice a day, you have to be good. You know, you have to be at the best on lunch and dinner. You know, we can say, okay, today I don't feel we'll do it tomorrow. That's the difficulty of what we do, to create a dish, to do one thing great. It's easy. But to keep it regularity for over the year, lunch and dinner, that's what's difficult. And that's why we learn here with that trigger that Mr. Girardet told us, and Mr. Rocha had the same thing, and Benoit also. And of course, now I have it because I've been here so many years.
This quest for rigueur, precision, it sounds formulaic, but it's in restaurants like these that you'll find the perfect pairing of science and art. And that's what comes across in the food at the Hôtel de Ville.
The Hôtel de Ville in Crissier, Lausanne. And you can read Jessica Dacey's full story on the restaurant at swissinfo.ch. For more news and views from Switzerland, visit our website. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Jakob Stoller. This program was produced by Jessica Dacey. I'm Susan Masika. Tune in again next week.